Welcome to the Veteran's Voice.
It's April, and the Veteran's Voice recognizes military kids like me, Quinn Monnelly, for the month of the military child. Find out how you can help kids and families like mine by visiting
veteranscenter.org.
Veterancenter.org.
It's hot! Welcome to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studio in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the Wirenut Home Services.
USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
Jay, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
It's amazing going through your program here, even talking before we start recording here of everything you're doing with Springs Funeral Home. Pretty eye-opening stuff. I just buried my uncle a few months ago, 36 years in the military, CW5.
Well, thank him. Thank your family for his service.
Yeah,
and yours.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. So it's a daunting time. It's a time where the family shouldn't have as much burden on them as what some funeral homes put on them.
Exactly.
So talking to you and what you're doing is pretty awesome, and especially coming in here and explaining it.
Right.
That's what, but you only know what you know.
Exactly. And there's been a lot of misinformation out there. My son, for example, when he went into the military, he was told that everything was taken care of. Mm-hmm. If he were to die or anything like that. That's true if you're active duty and at wartime. Mm-hmm. It's not. They will not pay for everything after that. Anything that's within the boundaries of a national cemetery, veterans will have covered for them and their spouse. All they need is an honorable discharge with at least 2 years of service, and we take care of everything for them. We don't even leave the burden on the family to have to call a VA. We sit and do all of that for you.
Wow.
And we arrange everything right here in town at Pikes Peak National Cemetery.
Mm-hmm. So how does that process start? So, I mean, if we have time, if you have time, to, from beginning to end, your loved one passes away. We call Springs Funeral Home and say, hey, my loved one passed away. What do we do?
Okay. Well, if there's not a prearrangement, that's exactly what you'd do. They'd get a hold of Springs Funeral. We would actually sit and come out, whether day or night, pick up the body, bring it down there, take care of the body. For whatever has to be done, because we never know what kind of shape somebody's going to be in when they get to us. They could have been sick, could have been a car accident. We don't know. So we do that. But right off the bat, especially for somebody that has parts that's going to be harvested, you want to sit there and call 911. Mm-hmm. Call them. Then the coroner's going to sit there and actually pick the body up to harvest the parts if they're going to be a donor.
Yeah.
And then we would sit there and work with them to actually get the body down to Springs Funeral.
Okay.
And we take care of it. What I am is I'm a prearranged pre-need specialist. So what I do is help people prearrange their final requests and everything ahead of time.
Okay.
There's some real good advantages to that because you're locked in at the cost at that time. Even if it's 30, 40 years down the road, I've got people in the military as young as 34 setting up prearrangements.
Okay.
100% transferable, and you're locked in at the cost. They can save tens of thousands of dollars down the road in the long run.
Wow.
You don't have to be old to sit there and do it.
Yeah, I know before our deployments and everything, we always had to go through our burial sheet and everything, where we want to be buried, who we wanted to have at our funeral, and the wife had to sign off and everything. It was, I remember the first time I did it, I think, 24 years old, and we have 18-year-old kids doing it. And that, as an 18-year-old kid, you're just like, whatever, I'll fill it out.
Yeah.
But then you get in your 20s, and then you get in your 30s, and you're filling out, and you're like, man, this is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Reality kicks in.
Yeah,
100%. I mean, like you said, when you're 18, you're like, whatever. I mean, we had guys putting in funny jokes, like, I want to be buried in a dress, and then you're like, when you turn your 30, you're like, no, this is serious. Like,
if I set up a prearrangement and somebody wants to be buried in a dress, we'll make sure it happens. Yeah, like, yeah. We want to make sure they're going to get what they want to.
Yeah, and we actually, I mean, we ran into some problems with when someone was messing around and they put some crazy stuff in that worksheet and the wife had to step in. Luckily, the wife stepped in and was like, no. Like,
yeah.
We cannot do that. And it ended up working out in the end, but it just adds more stress. So all you listeners out there that are active duty, take those burial worksheets, take these prearrangements seriously, because exactly. this is real life. And if you mess up on that thing, your family has to pay for it.
Yep. And keep in mind, when you're filling out these sheets, when you're going into the military, that's only viable while you're in the military. Once you get out, then you have to set up a separate prearrangement. You have to have the honorable discharge. Mm-hmm. And then we can take care of everything else, because they do not cover the cremation services or any viewings or any other kind of service that you have. The VA will take care of everything within the boundaries of their cemeteries.
Okay.
And that's it.
Yeah. Okay. And then that also, those power of attorneys that you do before you go over with when it comes to all that stuff, those are also null and void also once you exit out of the military.
I believe so, yes. Yeah. The only time that we actually use a power of attorney if somebody cannot sign their own contract with us, mm-hmm. and then we would sit there and have one of their loved ones that have a medical power of attorney to step in for them.
Okay.
So we can actually set that up that way. It's not something they have to pay for all at once either. We can actually, if you're not on hospice or terminally ill, mm-hmm. we can set you up with payment plans for 3, 5, 10, 20 years.
Okay.
Just so it's more reasonable, and you can pay it off at any time with no penalty.
Wow.
So that works out great.
No, that's awesome. So speaking of cost, what are some of the benefits, or what are some of the savings that you can get as a veteran?
Okay. As a veteran going into a national cemetery opposed to going to a private cemetery, for you and your spouse, there's four things that's mandatory with any kind of a burial. You have to have a plot. You have to have a liner, or what they call a vault, that goes down inside there just in case earthquake or anything like that happens. They're not going to fall together, or like with Katrina down there in Louisiana. There's headstones, and then there's a price for opening and closing each and every grave. So if you and your spouse are going to be put into the same plot, that's twice they're open it. They charge, I believe it's at least $1,500 every time they do that.
Wow.
With the military, at a national cemetery, you don't have to pay any of those costs. A husband and wife right now, in our area here, you're looking about $15,000 just for those four items.
Wow.
Starting price. The vaults can go anywhere from $1,500 to $20,000.
Wow.
So with the National Cemetery, we actually take care of that and take the burden off the family. We contact the National Cemetery and take care of everything with the VA so they won't have to. And all those benefits are taken care of for free by the VA.
Wow. So you're talking you could potentially save up to $20,000.
At least.
Wow.
Because once you sign up with us on a prearrangement plan, you're locked in at that price.
Okay.
Even if you live another 30 years, the price will never be higher. Your family does not have to come up with money to sit there and cover that until your life insurance policy pays out, which they don't pay directly. They get the death certificate, and then they do their little investigation. It could take months, years, whatever, yeah.
Wow.
These are paid directly to the funeral home at the time of death, so your family don't have to worry about any financials either.
Okay. So during the prearrangement, you just sit down with you.
Yeah.
You're a specialist. Go through everything that you want, and then so when that time does come, it's all just taken care of then?
95% of it's going to be taken care of in our final wishes organizer.
Okay.
That way we're going to have everything from vital statistics to what their wishes is, military service. Who do you want us to contact to take care of your final arrangements? We'll have all of that in our documented book. And then when the time comes, we'll actually bring you in, review everything.
Okay.
Make sure that everything that you want is going to be in there. If there's going to be any changes, they would have to pay for it at that time. But what the person wanted in their original arrangement, that's the way we're going to make sure it happens.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and that's where it comes down to, is being fully honest, having that real Absolutely. Conversation with your spouse,
right.
And your kids, you know, depending on how old you are, of, hey, what's this needs to be. And I grew up Irish Catholic, so when someone passes, it was a celebration of life. It is
exactly.
You know, people are laughing more than they're crying. There's a lot of crying, but there's you know, absolutely, working through it with jokes. And so that real conversation of how does the whole family want this to look?
Exactly.
How do you want this celebration to be? So exactly, those honest conversations. And I would assume that shores up a lot of the cost at the end there, because there's not a lot of changing to it.
Usually there's not a lot of change, but if there is, like, say if somebody was going to be cremated and they're waiting for family to come into town for, say, a family reunion that mm-hmm. summer, and it's wintertime, they can take the remains home with them and everything and have a celebration of life, like you mentioned, that summer.
Okay.
You know, and then we can sit there and make the arrangements to take them out to Pikes Peak after that.
Okay.
You know, which is the National Cemetery here. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the celebration of life. We have something in our brochure there that actually shows something called an acute loss period. It's something that everybody's going to go through, okay? It's going to have emotional needs and everything. Like with me, with my mom, I knew my mom was going. She had two strokes. She had dementia and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I was prepared for everything but one thing, having somebody call me and tell me she passed. I wasn't prepared for that. I didn't think about that.
No.
So there's a lot of different things that everybody's going to go through. Got to let everybody go through it at their own pace. You know, that way their comfort level is going to be easier to deal with their healing process. And that's what that is. We want to be there for the families after the fact too. And that was a big thing with Springsteen Rome with me when I had to take care of both of my parents.
Yeah. I mean, such a burden lifted off is just.
Absolutely. And I get told that regularly.
Yeah.
That it was, they couldn't believe how easy the process was once they got a prearrangement done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, even if you know what's coming, even if, you know, the terminal illness and everything,
right?
There's nothing, in my opinion, there's nothing more difficult to go through than loss.
Right.
You know, so if you have, and unfortunately there's bad funeral homes out there, you know, and so if you go into this bad funeral home and you don't, if this is the first time you've dealt with death, you don't know what's right and wrong. And if they're treating you horribly, you might think that that's normal.
That's going to be the norm. You'll think that. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you guys taking over this and taking that burden is pretty amazing.
Yep. And with that acute loss period, we just, you know, letting them know that we're going to be there for the families. I've had a lot of my customers come back to Springs Funeral because they've had a loved one taken care of there before. Mm-hmm. And they said, they reached out to me a couple months down the road. Hey, how you doing? Do you need somebody to talk to? We can get you in touch with somebody, or if you just want to chat. So it's not like they take care of the family and it's done. Like with me, they reached out to me 3 months after my mom passed.
Wow.
How you doing? Do you need something? You need anybody to talk to?
Yeah. You guys have access to counseling? And
absolutely.
That's great.
We can sit there and get a hold of counseling. And being a partner with Mount Carmel Veteran Services, mm-hmm. I refer people over to there because, I mean, you guys have just about everything. Exactly. And I've actually referred quite a few people, everything from the optometrist to suicide prevention.
Okay. So, yeah, because, I mean, Mount Carmel's for the whole family, too.
Absolutely.
It sounds like you guys are,
I'm proud to be a partner with them.
Hey, this is great. I love having the podcast here because I get to meet people like you. Because, I mean, we've had people in here that talk about their initiatives and what they're doing. And I never even knew they were issues. Like, we had the communications, trying to get communications to the older generations, because everything on the VA now is through cell phone and they live out in rural areas. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. And this is another one, you know, it's one thing a lot of people, I will say, especially our age, we don't think about this until it's too late.
Everybody thinks it's something for the older generation, mm-hmm. and it's not.
Yeah.
It's actually, you're investing in yourself, really, if you look at it. Mm-hmm. That way you're sitting there. You're funding yourself and investing in yourself for something down the future. There ain't a stock in the world you can sit there and make a profit on like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because you're investing in yourself.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you're talking. Oh, you pulled the statistics. They said it's from 1975.
Yeah, Time Magazine actually started a survey in 1975 for an average for the United States for what a funeral was going to cost. Every 10 years, it doubles, and it seems to be doubling a little bit quicker than that. Right now, the average funeral count in the entire United States is about $46,000.
Wow.
Not here in Colorado Springs. We can take care of things a lot less than that.
Okay.
For one, we got places and options for people. An example, the Air Force Academy. If you're a graduate from the Air Force Academy, you've got two options. They have a cemetery at the Air Force Academy. Okay. You can go there or a national cemetery, and we can help you with both of that.
The Veteran's Voice is sponsored in part by Optum and is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group offer 15 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Their primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. They're dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit Optum.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment today.
Colorado Computer Support. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner meeting all of our computing needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran owned, and they are your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440 to learn more. That's 719-355-2440.
Yeah, so the Air Force Academy has one. You have a national cemetery here. But there are people that want to be buried next to their family here in town at private cemeteries.
Right.
Obviously, there's a cost to that. Right. I'm assuming that it, being a veteran, it doesn't necessarily apply. How does that look?
Well, a veteran, if they're going to go to a family plot, say to another cemetery other than a national cemetery, mm-hmm. for one, the family plot's probably already paid for. So they would have to take care of anything additional to that. We will still make sure that they get the honors that they deserve.
Cool.
21-gun salute, taps, folded flag. If it's a cremation, it'll be the folding of the flag in the ceremony for if it's a draped over a coffin. Casket, excuse me.
Yeah.
we'll make sure that they get it. We even include – there's a presidential certificate they get from whoever the president is at the time of their death, signed and embalmed with gold embalmment from the White House. We make sure you get all that. Anymore, unless you request it, it's not going to be given to your family, not even the flag.
Okay.
We have to request those.
Okay. Yeah, for my uncles, I don't believe we got the presidential certificate.
A lot of people don't know they get that.
Yeah, and that's news to me. We definitely got the flag, but I was very adamant about the flag. Mm-hmm. We also did a flyover. He was a helicopter pilot,
so okay.
I set up a flyover. It was pretty amazing.
Right.
But the National Cemetery out in Nebraska did a great job. And
it's good.
And it's people like you that set most of that up. I tried to go through and set a lot of it up myself, not knowing that the funeral services did it.
Right.
And then I finally had the conversation with them. They're like, oh, no, it's all taken care of. And I was like, oh,
that's what's
gosh.
Nice about something like this. We're getting a word out and letting people know that, you know, there is an ulterior to just waiting to that time to come where we can take care of things ahead of time for you. Taking the burden off your family, your children's not going to have to worry about it,
mm-hmm.
The cost, or just trying to run around. Because there's approximately 75 things that have to be done in the first 36 hours of somebody's death. That's phone calls.
Wow.
That's getting a hold of this. There's permits that have to be issued.
75, wow.
A 75 plus,
wow.
You know, depending if it's somebody that has lots of investments and stuff like that, getting a hold of the lawyer to activate the will. Just a lot of different things. We have an irrevocable assignment that we put on there because we pay our funeral homes. We go through National Guardian Life and they actually sit there and hold the money. That way, if something ever happened to us, their money's still safe.
Okay.
They pay directly to the funeral homes, okay, at the time of death. So you don't have to wait for the insurance company to get a death certificate. You don't have to wait for months or however long it's going to take them to decide, hey, we didn't find any loopholes. Let me go and get you the money.
Wow.
And stuff like that. So,
you'd mentioned like the full honors. So me being a Green Beret, obviously I'd want other Green Berets there.
Absolutely.
To do my honors. Is that something that has to be in the pre-arrangement, or is that something you guys kind of cue in on sometimes?
We
obviously, you know
I,
what you know, but
right. I go through that in the pre-arrangements with the individuals I speak with.
Uh-huh.
If they decide later on that's something they don't want, then we won't do it.
Okay.
But that's something that actually doesn't involve any cost, so we'll sit there and actually talk about it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
When the time happens, we go through our booklet, the Final Wishes Organizer, and we review everything to see if everything wants to stay the same or if there's going to be any changes.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
We just want to make it as easy as possible for the family.
Yeah. Relieve as much stress as possible.
Exactly.
During one of the most stressful times ever.
Yep.
Jay, that's awesome. That's absolutely amazing what you're doing. So you're going to do – you have a class coming up here, correct?
Yes, I'm going to be doing an educational seminar at Mount Carmel Veteran Services on the 17th. 9 a.m. We invite everybody to sit there, and you can call the front desk at Mount Carmel's Veteran Services, and they will sit there, be taking the people, their names and everything. The class, we usually go anywhere between 20, 30 people at a time. Okay. So call in early so we can get you scheduled for that. I'll be doing more of them in the future. I actually do several of them a month, so
okay.
I want Mount Carmel to be involved in that. So
yeah, for sure.
So help a lot of the veterans out.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, for all the listeners out there, you don't have to be close to the end to do this.
No, absolutely not.
It's better to do this at a younger age. You're better off saving yourself money, saving yourself stress, the burden to get this done early in the right way.
Absolutely. And another thing, if you're thinking, well, what if I'm not going to live here forever? These are 100% transferable. Okay. So that's not a problem, too. If you decide to move somewhere, mm-hmm. this will move with you. It's just a quick little phone call, one-page sheet to fill out. You're going from Colorado Springs to Phoenix, Arizona. Just give them the address of the new funeral home.
Okay.
Everything can be taken care of easy.
So I know there's different regulations through states throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any states that it's a little bit more difficult to work with, or it makes it more difficult to transfer?
Well, I've heard of some things down in California. I know we get a lot of people up here that want the cremated remains of their pets mixed in with them. We can do that here in California. They cannot.
Okay.
If you're in the Navy and you want your ashes sprinkled out in the ocean, say off of Los Angeles County, you need a state permit for that.
Really?
If you get caught. But yeah, I've been hearing of several other regulations and permits and everything that have to be done in order to do certain things in California.
Okay.
There's a couple down in the South, like Southern Louisiana, parts of Florida you cannot be buried in. You have to go into an above-ground columbarium, which is cremated remains above ground, or a mausoleum, which is the full body above ground.
Those get pretty pricey, I'm sure.
They can, yeah. They can.
Yeah.
You got a trivia question for you about that if you want.
Sure, let's go.
All right. Marilyn Monroe was put in a mausoleum down in California. Who bought the mausoleum slot right next to her? Joe DiMaggio, who was her husband.
Mm-hmm.
John F. Kennedy, who was a great friend.
Great friend.
Yeah. Let's leave it at that. Madonna or Hugh Hefner?
Ooh.
Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
It's Hugh Hefner,
yeah,
absolutely.
Nice.
The reason why, because she was his very first Playboy bunny in 1954.
That's right.
Holy and God. In 92, he paid $75,000 for that mausoleum opening.
Wow.
The other side of her is available, in case anybody wants to know, for a mere $2 million.
Oh,
it can be yours.
Lord. That is wild. $2 million.
Yep.
Even the plots are expensive in California.
Exactly. And that's above ground.
Yeah,
that's above ground.
That's wild. Medicare Mentors. When it is time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is veteran-owned, a longstanding Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel provider. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they are there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark. Always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com for more information. Well, Jay, what brought you to do this? What got you into working for the Springs and doing the veteran aspect of
well,
this?
Well, it was over COVID time when a lot of things were getting shut down. I weren't able to sit there and go into homes, and there are certain career fields that were kind of shut down and slowed down a lot for that. And I was in one of those. I was doing residential solar. My parents, I moved back here to help them because they were both sick. And they came down here to live and for me to take care of them. My mom was actually a registered nurse for a good portion of her life and then a minister when she turned 70.
Wow.
She's always helped people out. Before she passed, she said, I want you to help people. Well, after I didn't work at Springs Funeral when my parents passed. Mm-hmm. The way they treated me, the way they took me in as my, they were my family for that week. And the way they took care of my parents and everything. I was just, when an opportunity came up, I jumped on it.
Great.
And they sat there, and the reason I'm doing this is because I'm on the backside of my career right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just keeping my word to my mom that I'm going to help people, and that's what I'm going to do.
And it sounds
in
like
a town like this with a lot of military, can't help but to do it. My son was in the military in Iraq and Afghanistan, uncles, stepdad, everybody.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're doing it, and it sounds like you're doing a great job with it.
I'm doing my best.
Springs and everything. So, you know, we greatly appreciate what you're doing, especially helping out the veterans. I mean, this is a veteran-ran town for the most
Absolutely.
Part. And so I'm sure the job is busy and keeps you on your toes.
Keeps me going. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You're listening to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
We're really big on behavior. I'm huge on behavior health. We're big on behavior health, talking about behavior health, just being open and honest about mental health, suicide, everything in here. How does this affect you?
Me? I get more pleasure out of it than anything, because when people actually tell me after I sit there, and so I'll spend a couple hours with people, first 5 minutes is the most important. That's the hardest part of this whole thing. Sitting down with somebody, knowing that you're going to go in there and talk about this. I don't talk about the funerals. I don't talk about that. I don't talk about anything the first 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I want you to get to know me a little bit. I want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Sit down. Get relaxed, you know. I'll sit there and throw a trivia question out at them, you know, especially like a military one, for instance, you know.
For sure.
Like, how many stars have to be shown on a properly folded flag for military?
Oh, geez. What is it, 15?
No. I thought you were going to say 13, because most people will say 13 because of the first 13 colonies.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it 15?
Nope. This is stars, not stripes. Nope.
I got
4. That. Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines.
Are they going to... 55,
that's a properly folded flag.
Okay.
I mean, there could be half stars shown, but there has to be 4 stars shown on a properly folded.
Wow.
You can actually fit about 7 in there, but not 100% full stars.
Wow. Okay.
Well, yeah. I throw trivia questions. Like
No, that's great.
Now I'm not going to be able to use those two when I sit and have my little seminar over here now, because people are going to know the answer.
That's a good chance they don't listen. Yeah.
There you go. I got a couple more, though.
Nice. No, then the reason why I asked that question is, you know, over the last about a month or so ago to maybe 2 months ago, so working with the foundation, I realized around, like, and I right now I'm doing the programs for it, I realized how much darkness I'm around on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
And
eventually get used to it, and you don't realize that it's darkness anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And I found myself fixing other people's problems and not fixing my own.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, one day, I just kind of cracked up. I was like, oh, God, I got to go back to counseling real bad. I got to change my meds. Like, it hit me pretty hard overnight. Yeah. So it's one thing I wanted to say to you, of like, just kind of be weary of that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because one day, you're going to be like, man, I have been around, working at a funeral home, I'm just around death. But your aspect of, like, how we said that celebration of life is really important.
Actually, that acute loss period, too, and those phases that are in there. Mm-hmm. And there's a little paragraph in each one of those that sit there and kind of give an explanation for
really cool.
Like, the spiritual needs and stuff. It's not necessarily religion. It's how you look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's how everybody does it. So you want them to go at their own time and everything. But that very last one where your thumb is there for the celebration down over there, I think the way they've got that worded is pretty much perfect.
That's cool.
And but, yeah, everybody's going to go through those steps whether they know it or not. It's a healing process. Some people will do it in a month or two. Some people it takes 10, 15 years.
All right, Jay, so we're coming towards the end of the show here. I got to do it. My tagline is tell me a story. It can be a funny story. It can be a story that just – you know, promotes what you're doing here. We like to connect with the listeners as much as possible. So, what you got a story for us?
Yeah, I had a story told to me. It wasn't actually with me, but it was one of the other funeral directors was telling me about it. We try to sit there and get special instructions. That way, we're going to make sure we're going to give you exactly what you want to. Mm-hmm. Besides making sure everything else is taken care of for your family. Well, I've had a lot of requests, everything from some cremated remains packed in loads so they can sit there and go out with their buddies for one last hunt. But the only time I've ever heard anybody that said no, a lady actually wanted popcorn kernels stuffed in her body before she was cremated. She wanted to turn the crematory into a popcorn machine with her. No, we can't do that. That's probably the most bizarre thing I heard. Now, there's just about everything else we've been able to take care of.
Can you imagine driving by the funeral home and you're like every you live by the funeral home and every day you smell that unique
either
smell
that or popcorn
and all one day it's just
the
popcorn.
No, actually, I know she was joking around when she had to say that, but yeah, that's probably the funniest story I've heard for a request.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, Jay, where can people go to sign up for the class, and where can people go to get a hold of you for the pre-arrangement?
They can actually get a hold of Mount Carmel Veteran Services. Call the front desk. They're going to have a sign-up sheet there to put it down. Again, it's the 17th at 9 a.m. We'll go ahead and take care of everything over there. If you call either of our locations off Austin Bluffs or Platte Avenue for Spring's Funeral, just tell them that you've heard about the podcast that we're doing here now, mm-hmm. and that you'd like to get a hold of Jay so we can set up an appointment to talk with you about everything that you're going to need, and I'll give you the prices, everything that you're going to need, just to make it a lot easier for you and your family.
Mm-hmm. And listeners, I can't say this enough. The earlier, the better with this.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be near the end to start this. It's preferable to do it as early as possible. Have that serious conversation with your family, your kids, your spouses. Get it done right. Get it done early. Save your family the burden and the cost.
So. Absolutely. And remember, the costs are locked in and everything, and we're going to sit there and take things at your pace. So you're not going to be pressured. You're not going to be this. We want you to be comfortable when you come and talk to me. We're going to do it at your pace.
Awesome. Well, Jay, again, thank you so much for what you're doing for the Springs and for the veterans here in the Springs. And,
absolutely.
And what you're putting yourself into for this. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me in and let me get my story out here for people and try to help as many veterans as I can.
For sure. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDO News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans, do you want to improve your ability to get noticed by recruiters, build your network, find and apply for jobs, and gain career support? The business social media site LinkedIn is offering veterans, their spouses, and active duty military a year of free access to LinkedIn Premium, a more than $300 value. With Premium, you also get a year of unlimited access to more than 15,000 courses through the LinkedIn Learning platform. Build your professional brand and gain the skills needed to be successful in all stages of your career. Go to socialimpact.linkedin.com. Family caregivers and Fry scholars are also eligible for a free 1-year premium subscription.